are on Daf Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, by the Mishnah. Look, the Mishnah, Gonav al Pishnayim v'tovach u'mocher al piyem. To Edim, said Edis, that a person stole and was peveyach, v'nimtzo zaymimim, and then they were mazim this cat, mishalmen loy es hakel. So this cat pays dalet vehe. They wanted him mechayev the ganev dalet vehe. So they'll pay him dalet vehe. Gonav al pishnayim, betovach umochar al pishnayim acherim. There were two edim that were made on the gneve. There were two edim that were made on the tviche. Eilu ve'eilu nimso zaymimin, and then they were mazim both the kites. Harishainim mishalmen tashlume kefil. So the first cat wanted to be mechayvim kefil, pays kefil. Vacharainim mishalmen tashlume gimel. And acharainim mechayvim gimel, so they'll pay gimel. Nimso achrainim zaymimin. What if we had these two kites, and they were only mazim the achreinim? So who mishalim tashlumei kefil? So the ganav will pay kefil. We have the first cut that says ganav. Behein mishalmin tashlumei gimel. And the second cut will pay gimel to the ganav. Echot mino achreinim zaymim. What if one of the achreinim was nimtza zaymen, is botla edus shnia? So the edus shnia is botl. Echot min harishainim zaymen, one of the rishainim was zaymen. So now we do not have two edim that are made that he stole. Is botla kol ha'edus. So now all the edus that were said is worthless. Shim ein gneve, ein tviche, ve ein mechire. If I don't have a birra of to aid him that there was a gneve, so there's no chiev on tviche and mechire. Let us see Rashi. Mishalmen loy esakel. So Rashi is going now on the first case. They had one cat that said gonav v'tovach. So they have to pay everything. Ubigmori mukilo kshuzmu tchilo ala tviche. They first were mazim them on the tviche, and then they were mazim them on the gneve. Vachroinim mishalmim gimel. Now we have two kites. They were mazim the first and the second kat. L'sheir. Zogt Rashi, uchigoin shohuzmu achroinim tchila. It is speaking about that they were mazim the kat achroin tchila. The eide gneve huzmu tchila, if the eide gneve were huzam tchila, botla lo eides tviche, so then the eides tviche becomes botl, the Dilma Bailim Macharu Loi, because maybe the Bailim sold him, the Chimitsimi Amai Mishalmi. Now let us explain this Rashi. Both Adim, let us, the case is speaking about that, let's say, first, the first cat came and said, Gona. And then the second cat, who was aware of the first cat, came to say, that's how the Chazanish brings down. The second cat was aware that the first cat said Gonav. They come to Besdin and they say Tobach. Fine. So the second cat realized that every Ming Mechayev Gimel Vedalet, they're aware of the first cat. Now, so then it says, you were mazim the second cat. You were mazim the second cat. So they pay gimel l'sheir. But now Rashi makes a nekimte. Uchegoin shehuzmu achroinim tchile. When does the second cat pay gimel? If you were mazim them first. Why? The eide gneve huzmu tchile. If they were first mazim the eide gneve, botlolo eides tviche. So then the eides tviche now is not mechayev anymore. The dilme bailim mecharu loy, because maybe the bailim sold it. V'chi mitzeme amay meshalmi. So let us explain. I mean, lechere it's meshalmi because they came and they said eides. When they came and they said eides, they knew that there were Edom HaRishayna that had gone up. They were aware of it. They came and they said Edis, that Tovach, and they knew very well they came for one purpose, to be Mechayiv Gimel. I mean, that's why they came. Now Rashi says, but if they were Mazim, the Edi Gneve, so it was bottled their Edis. So when you're mazim them, the eidei tvicha amayin meshalmi. There's a machlokes in the Gemara later. If you say hakhoshe tchilas hazome or hakhoshe lav tchilas hazome, and let us explain what that means. Let us talk about a poshet case. That let us say you have. Let's not talk about this case. Let's talk about a poshet case. The two eidim come and say gona. Fine. So Bezdin was a Gemardin. Gona, Yishayiv, Keren and Kefal. Then, two Edim come and are Makrishne. He wasn't Gona. I was together with him. He wasn't Gona. So that's Akrosh. Now, at the present time, what will Bezdin do? So, the Bezdin won't be Mechayiv, the Ganef, to pay anymore, because there's a Machlekes, there's Trey. The first cat said gone up, the second cat says like gone. So even though there was a Gemar Din, this Gemar Din already is not functioning anymore, because there's now a Kosha. There's a Kosha between the two. 10 minutes later, two other Edom come and are Mazim the first cat. So there's a Sforah to say, since Bishas Hazome, the Edis of the first cat was not functioning anymore, because they were abgeschlagen, they were makrish them already. So Bishas, we were mazim them, they weren't eidim zaymimim, they weren't zaymimim lasis, because they weren't their eidis was not accepted in Besdin, Bishas hazome. So there's no din of kasha zoma. The whole din, basisim lay kasha zoma, lasis lochim, that means if Bishas hazome, lulei the hazome, their edis would be kayim. Lulei da zoma yena is mechuyev to pay. Then there's a din basisim like kasha zoma. But if their plan got foiled before the hazoma, now the ma'aseh they're not mechayev anymore. There was a kashet. So there's a sforah to say that there's no din hazoma whatsoever. And that is if you say hakashet lav tchilas hazoma, which we'll explain soon. But there's a svara to say hakroshe tchilas hazome, which means as follows: hasheker ein loy aglayim. These people, the edim zaymimim, they said a sheker. So first someone was makrish them. Every hazome works like this. That means if a person said false edis, we can readily expect that the first people will be makrish them, that people will be mazim them. So that there was a There was a matzav before the hazome that made that their edis is not anymore functioning. That's lebal of lemaid. That is irrelevant to the chiyuv of kasha zoma. Lemaisa they said edis. Now their edis that became mukrish. No, tomorrow will be masim. That's irrelevant. The hakroshe does not, even though now mitzad edusam the nidain is not chayiv anymore. Afal pikein. But they wanted to be mechayiv him. There was a gemar din. So if you mazim them later, then mechayiv to pay. That's if you say hakroshe tchilas hazome. That means every hazome one can expect hakroshe. But if I'll peek in, the Torah said when you mazim later, the mechuyev to pay. But if I hold hakhoshe lav tchilas hazome, so that means the hakhoshe is not the haskholas hazome, that hakhoshe is a new thing. So now it came, we were makrish, the edim became hukrish, the edis isn't functioning anymore. So when they were mazim them, they're not doing anything, they're not zaymim im lases anymore. So then there's no din of asisim like hashazome. So that's the machlokes. So behold, hakhoshe lav tchilas hazome. If bishas hazome they were mukrish already, there's no din kashazome. If I hold hakhoshe tchilas hazome, so even though they were mukrish bishas hazome, there's still a din kashazome. Zot in the muke Yosef that Rashi over here paskind la haloche hakhoshe lav tchilas hazome. Now let's see the Rashi again. We'll understand what Rashi is saying. V'achroinim mishalmim gimel. Lisha, you were mazim. There were two kites. One katzer donav, one katzer tovach. Both of them became huzam. So the first kat will pay kefil, the second part will pay gimel. Kat will pay gimel. V'achroinim mishalmim gimel lisha. So Rashi says, uchi goyim. When will the second kat pay gimel lisha, gimel, that means their edis was an edis. They were the mitzad they do some. The gana was mechayev to pay gimel, and now they were mazim them. So it comes out you wanted to be mechayev and gimel, and we're mazim you now, so you pay gimel. The edigneva huzmo tchila. But if the edigneva were first huzam. It's a memela, so it comes out, so the edits, we now are not functioning anymore. Because since we're a mazim, the gneve, so the edits of the edits, is not being mechayev anything anymore. It's botlo lo edits, tviche. The edits, tviche, is not functioning anymore. The dilme, because if I don't know that it was stolen, the dilme by le machulai. This share belongs to Berel. Maybe Berel sold it to him. But he meets me. So when you were mazim them, amay mishalmi. Why should they pay at all? They were mukrish, or means even though they weren't mukrish bad yet, but their edis became bottle before their hazome. So memele, there is no reason why they should pay. The Muki Yosef Rashi is saying pshat the Mishnah according to the man the Yoma. So we hold akroshe lav tchilas hazom. Fine. Now Rashi Botla Edishniya is going about that the one of the Edim from the second cat was Huzim. Botla Edishniya. So the Edishniya becomes Botl. Vuhu the Mishalim Keifu. Bahu Mishalim Kefil, Mishum Rishainim. He'll pay Kefil, the Ganav will pay Kefil, the first Edis is still Kayim, so the Ganav pays Kefil. Vehain Pturim, in the second Kat, that we were Mazim, one of the second Kat, none of them have to pay anything. Vehain Edim Mishalmin Momoin Ache Yezum Ushneim. The din is that an Eidzaimim does not pay till you are mazim both of the Eidim. So the Eid that was Uzam, since the other Eid was not Uzam, he doesn't pay anything. The other Eid Zichah doesn't pay anything. And the Ganif will pay Eid, well, the Ganif will pay Kefil because of the Eidis of the Katarish. And the last Bav in the Mishnah was that what is if one of the Eidim of the Katarishim that said Gonav was Huzam is Botla Kol Eidis. So then the whole Eidis that was said in Besen, everything is Botla. Vehu Potter, this Ganav is Potter, because there's no Eidis that are being made that he stole. Vehain Pturim, and their Potter, Vehain Pturim, because the first guy is Potter, because the first cat is Potter because you weren't mazim both of them. And the second cat is Potter because you weren't mazim them. Fine. afilu chazru vuhuzmu achoinim achoikein. Now Rashi says, afilu uzhuzmu achoinim achoikein. Ein mishalmin, sherei botla eidusam kvar vuhukrishu. Again, Rashi says the same thing. We say, akroshe la pchilas hazomet. That means, so if they were mukrish before the hazomet, so there's no chiyav hazoma on them. So memele, if we were mazim, one of the first cut, so I don't have a biru anymore that it was gonaf. So their edus that it was tovach is worthless. It's not accomplishing anything. So even though later we were mazim, the second cut, ein mishalmin shrei botla edusan kvar, their edus became bottled. Behukrishu, And their Eidus is Mukrish. That means the Eidus is not anymore being Mechayev Gimel because I don't have a Biru that it was Gonav. The Kivin, the Loi Gonav, because since I don't have a Biru that it was Gonav, is Loi Tovach, so there's no Chiyuv now anymore Mitzad the Tvich. So now Rashi asks a Kasha, which is a very, very difficult Kasha. So Rashi said, so it comes out that the minute that we were mazim 1/8 from the first cut, it became bottle their edus from the second cut. So Rashi asks, so let them be mechuyev mitzad akroshe. V'akroshe loy mechayvu. So Rashi says, and the akroshe that they became mukrish, they're not mechayev elo aimonu hayisa. You only chayiv kashel zomam if there was a hazoma of imone hayisem shesosru gufa shalaydis. If you were saisa the gufa hayidis. So Rashi here asks a kashe and says a teretz, and the Rashi is a pella godl. He says, Rashi says, fine, later when you mazam them, I understand you can't, they're not mechuyev to pay for later. Because since they were mukrish from before, and we say hakroshe lav trilas hazomet, so they're not mechuyev later for the later hazomet. Fine. So Rashi says, but when they were mukrish, let them pay mishas hakroshe. So Rashi says, no, the whole din of kasha zomam, the whole einish of kasha zomam. If shesosru gufo shalaydis, that said you weren't there, you weren't capable of seeing imono ayisem, then there's an oynish of kasha zoma. But if there were only hukrash, that their edish isn't functioning, there's no oynish of kasha zoma. That's what Rashi is saying. Frek Rabbi Kevega, shema shamayim. Bishloime, if we'd be speaking about that the second cat said tovach, and other Edim come and Amakrish hit them and says, no, it was Loitovach. And somehow we'll have other Edim that said the word Makrish them, it was Loitovach. Or let's make it more interesting, to make it real interesting, that they said Tovach Sheiresh Yeruven, and then later the Sheiresh Yeruven comes walking into Besdin. So you are liars, right? So we see Klo, they're liars. So then we'll have a kasha. Oh, we see they're liars. Let them pay kasha zoma. So then that's a kasha. So then you tell us, no, the oynish of kasha zoma is only if they, not to say they're liars. You have to, not that they said a lie, that they weren't even there. Imanu ayisem. Because when there's no money ayisem, even though they're liars, they don't pay. Then that's a kasha in the teretz. Right. Here Rashi is speaking about that they were mazim 1/8 from the first cut. So what does that mean? So we don't have a biru that he stole. So memele, so now the second edus is worthless. Fine, it's worthless. So there's a kasha there, so let them pay kasha zoma because it's worthless. Because they said tovach. Now the tovach is worthless. Because I don't know gonav, because it was mazim 1/8 from the first cut. So Rashi is asking a kasha. Oh, so let them pay gimel. Why should they pay gimel? You found that they said a lie? The edus is worthless. Because I don't know if there was gneiva. But there's a mokim to ask a kasha that they should pay gimel, and you have to say a lamda should tear it. And no, they weren't muzam. The kasha doesn't begin. He never proved they said a lie. The just edus is worthless. So Bekevega says he doesn't begin to understand what Rashi is saying over here. So this is a shvera Rashi, this half of the Rashi. But Al-Koponim, Rashi is saying that if one aid from the first cup became Uzam, is bottle called Aedis, that means the Aedis is not, the Aedis is bottle, it's not accomplishing anything. If you amazim both of the Aedim, she'edish niya botla, ela bizman shelo yehuzam ela echad botlu shteya. So Rashi says, why is the Mishnah telling us that one was huzam? I mean, if two were huzam, it's also the same thing, botlu kol Aedis. So Rashi says, no, el bizman shelo yehuzam ela echad botlu shteya. So both idiots are bottle. Aval kshehuzmu shneyem loy botla eidus harishayne ela mishalmen keifel. You have to understand what Rashi is saying over here. You amazim both of them, so then the first eidus didn't become bottle. Because they pay keifel. So my chavrus Rabbi Yehuda Kenta wanted to say a beautiful pshat in this Rashi. Rabbi Chonon in Ksubis in Kovet Shiurim says as follows. He says that the Einish of Kasher Zomam, I mean, let's look at the case of Kasher Zomam, that two Eidim said Eidis that Reuven Gonav, fine. And now you mazim the two Eidim. So what the din? Basisim loy Kasher Zomam. So they pay. So Rabbi Chonon says that, let's not go into why he says it, but he says, pshat in the einish of Kasher Zomam is the chiyev that they created boomerangs and goes back on them. So that means as follows. That means they said Eidus. They created a chiyev. This chiyev is in existence. You created a chiyev. But know who's going to be mechuyev? Not the one you said Eidus on, but you're going to be mechuyev. So Rashi is saying, the Mishnah said that if you were mazim, the one aid from the first cut, so butla kol ha'edis. That means all two kitis did not do anything. There's no aidis. You mazim one aid from the first cut. So there's nothing. He's not chayev kasher zomam, because Ashi is umo eskula. The other aid, the stamzen gonish mit gonish, he didn't want mazim him. But he can't be mechayev and gneve. The two Eidim and Tvich also, they can't do anything. So then Rashi says, the lotion of Botla kol ha'edis, that means the whole Eidis is worthless, didn't accomplish anything. That's if you were Mazim one Eid. But if you were Mazim both Eidim of the first cut, not Botla kol ha'edis, no. The Eidis made a chiyuv kefil. And that's why they pay kefil. It boomerangs under, it's not called butler colitis. There was an Aedis, and there was a Chiyuv, and the Chiyuv is in existence, and they created a Chiyuv, but they're the one that paid the Chiyuv. So that's very meduik of Rashi is saying. So Rashi says that, v'choshkinim hus mushnaim arishainim trilim, if both of the Rishainim were Muslim, she'edishniya bottle, the Aedishniya is bottle, not that if one was Muslim. Then both Aedis are bottled. The first Aedis is also bottled. Of the first cut, loy bottle Aedis Lishaina. It's not bottled. The Aedis is an Aedis. It made a Gmadin. It made a Chiv. It did something. They'll pay Kefil. But he wouldn't say that they pay Kefil. So then the concept, the terminology of bottle kol Aedis, Rashi wants to say, if both of them, if you imagine both of them, don't say the Aedis become bottle. The Aedis created a Chiyuv, now the Chiyuv boomerangs on them. Zok the Gemara, Itma, Eid Zoyman, Abaya Oma Lemafreya Hunifsal. So Abaya says, Lemafreya Hunifsal. Zok Rashi, למאפריה הוא נפסל. זאת רשי, היד בניסן. די עד, די עצר עדס אין ניסן, והוזם על עדס זו בעיר. And they were mazim them be'il. So memela, so now we find out in Eel that he said Eidus Sheker in Nissen. Now we found, we didn't know till now. Skol ha'idye sheheyed bentayim. Now, from Nissen till Eel, this person was Eidus Kedushin, at the Hoiben Eid, he was an Eid Kedushin 20 times, he wrote an Ashtar Mechire, everyone thought he's a kosher Eid. Eel were mazim them on the Eidus of Nissen, achein noida hadovo, that this person is an Eid Sheker. He said Eid Sheker Nissen. So all the Eidus that he was made from Nissen till Iyah are worthless. Kol Eidus Sheheyed Beintayim Psulis, the Misho Sheheyed Eidus Zul Nipsal. He said Eid Sheker. And I was Nisbar in Iyah that he said Eid Sheker in Nissen. But Lemaisa, he's posel Eidus from Nissen. The minute an Eid says an Eidus Sheker, he's Nipsal Eidus. Abai Omer Lamafreyo Nipsal. Rova Omer Mikan Ulahabo, so Rashi says, Misha Huzam, who Nipsal. Rova said, no. All the Eidus, from Nissen till Iyah, all the Eidus, it was an Eid Kedushin, it was Ashtar Mechit, Kosher Eidus, Gevaldik, from Iyah, will become postulators. Mikan olabo nifso. So now the Gemara is going to explain the machlokes. Aba yom ala mafreya hu nifso. Mehu shaiti da'asit avalei rosha. Abaye says a gevaldik is for it. Abaye says, when the minute he said eidu sheker in Nissen, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, said eidu sheker, so he's puzzled when he said the Eid Sheker. Va'atayra omra al-toshis rosha Eid, and a roshis puzzle Eidus. This person said Eid Sheker Nissen. I found out about it in here. So, but that doesn't change the Indian. He said Eid Sheker in Nissen. And he became a rosha in Nissen. So memela, so all Eidus, which he was made on after Nissen, it is all possible. Rava Omar Mikan Olahabe Hu Nifsal. Rava says, no. He's only possible from Iyah, from Rosh Chodesh Iyah. Why? Eid Zayman Chiddushu. It's a Chiddush. Why should you believe the second one? All of a sudden, the first cat said, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, that they saw this and this and this. The second cat comes, Rosh Chodesh Iyah. Nah, how can you say you saw Emmanuel, you said? So Rava says, that's a Chiddush. Why should you believe the second one more than the first one? The Treya Treinino. You say they were together with you in Florida. He says, no, he was in New York, and he saw the Maisa. My causes the Tzayis Lahani. What reason do you have to believe the second more than the first? So Mamele, so that means the Seichel is Machayev. The seichel is machayev, that means, without the parsha of Edom Zoymimim, I would say as follows. Two Edom said, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, this and this happened. Two Edom come, Rosh Chodesh Iyah, and say, how can you say, you saw it happening, Mono Yis? No, so there's a dispute. The first cat says, we were in New York and we saw it. The second cat said, Mono Yis went to Florida. Who's telling the truth? I haven't the faintest idea of telling the truth. So let's make things easy. So we'll put each one of them on Cheskes Kashas. I don't know if he's kosher or not kosher. The second cat says the first cat is possible. The first cat says the second cat is possible. So I'll put each one on Cheskes Kashas. So Lemaise, without Exeris Akosov, of that we believe the second one, the din should be, I should put the first cat on Cheskes Kashas. It was an eight. From Nissen to Iyah, I have no Mekoyer to Pasel Davis. I'll tell them on Cheskes Kashas. Now, the Torah said, we'll see where the Torah said it, but the Torah said we believe the second cut. So that's a Chiddush. It's called the Chiddush. Why? There's no reason why we should believe the second cut more than the first cut. So the Torah said we believe the second cut. No, the Torah said it. Ein lecha boy ela mishas chidush vilach. The Torah said you believe the second cut, but where did the Torah said you believe the second cut? Vasisim loy kashas amam lasis lochim. The second cut comes here. You believe this, that's what it says, that you believe in the second cut. You have the first cut, you believe in the second cut here. That's what the Pasuk says. No. The Torah says you believe it, but the Torah is talking about here. It's Eilach Ba'Eilach Hidusha. The Torah says you believe in here. But I don't have a Pasuk that tells me that you believe them before here. So Mamela Eilach Ba'Eilach Hidusha. So till here, I go with my Seichel. That Mikaradin, the first Kaddish Ishtalam Cheskes Kashas. It comes here. The Torah says we believe the second cut. So from here, we'll believe the second cut. But till here, I don't have a posik, and my guidelines tell me that you should believe that the atheist of the first cut should be kosher. So Memele, it's like a kosher till here. Zuk Rabbul Chonon, something very interesting. Fine. We understand what Rava says. Now, Abaye is choylik. Now, what is the svar of Abaye? So Rabbi Chonon says, you could say two mahalachim in Abaye. You could say one mahalach that Abaye agrees 100% with Rav. You're right, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, Taki, that you believe the second cut more than the first cut. It's a chiddush. But to whittle the chiddush, to whittle down the chiddush, well, it's a chiddush, well, so I'll only accept this chiddush from here. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I mean, if I believe them, I don't know why the Torah believed them. But the Torah did believe them. It's a par adumah, but the Torah did believe them. No, if you believe them, so they should be possible from missing. So could be he wants to say Abaye is moided to Rav, that in Emerson, in Lomdus, there's no reason we should believe the second cut. But if the Torah believes, so then you accept this psak, not understanding it. And if we believe him, so I believe that you said, hey, the shekin, listen, that's what we believe. So memele, so that's why it's lamafreyu nifsa. That's one way we can learn pshat and abaye. Or we can learn pshat and abaye that the two mentions this for it, that abaye held is not a chiddush. He says, the chiddush is, if there would be a difference of what happened. Let's say like this. The first cut says, lova. The second cut says, loy lova. So now, you have two kittis, so who's telling the truth? I mean, the faintest idea. Lover, loy lover. So Mamela, I don't know which, so my chos is the Tzai Islami, Tzai Islami. I don't know who's telling the truth. But over here, they're not talking about the lover. They're speaking about the Edim Zoymimim. They're speaking, I don't know, your lover, you say Gomev could be, I don't know about that. I'm speaking about you. You were in Florida, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You were in Florida, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So then I'm not being, if I'd be made on the Maise, so I have two kittis who are made on the Maise. Katalov says lova, Katay says loy lova. So who's telling the truth? I haven't the faintest idea. But to say by Hazome, they're not made Bechlal on the Maise, they're made on the Edim. They're saying that you were, that they're saying that you were in Florida, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So if they're the Nidoinim, they're the Balei Dvorim, so then it's not Trey. It's pshat is, we say, just like if the two Edom will come and say Edis, that Reuven and Shimon were Mechallel Shabbos. So Reuven said, what? We were Mechallel Shabbos? There's no such thing. We believe the two Edom, that Reuven and Shimon Mechallel Shabbos. You're not Edom over here, you're Balei Dvorim. I'm saying Edis on you. The whole din of Trey, if both are Edom on a third thing, so then there's a Svarah. Who says this one is right? I mean, this one is right. That's if you have two Edim. But if one is a Baldova, I'm saying you are Mechallel Shabbos, you two are Mechallel Shabbos, you kill him. They say, what? What Mechallel Shabbos? No. You're not eligible to say Edim. So what happened? A Baldova can't be an Edim. So Memele, there's a Svarah to say that by Edim Zoymimim, such as my choses, the second cat is saying that you were in Florida. So in this deal where you were, I'm speaking about you, not what it's love it's a lot, love it. So you get a din of a baldova, some emele, so that is why I have an amonis over you. That's the second mahalach. Abachonan is moire, I feel he is a baldova, but this baldova can speak up. I mean, that means if you tell me it was a machalo Shabbos, so he's not nemo to say it's not a machalo Shabbos, but if you say it, I'm speaking about you, you were in Florida, but how do I become a Baldova? I mean, there's no ak upon him, but these are the two Mahalchim in Abaye. There's two Mahalchim in Abaye. If Abaye is Moide Terove, that it is taka chiddush, but this concept of whittling down the chiddush to whatever Torah says, that's it, but I won't go an inch further. That was love is smaller. If the Torah said you believe the second one, if you believe, you believe. So it should be possible from the first one. Or Abai Yod is not a chiddush. That's one mahalach in the machlokes Abai Yod. Ike da amri, Rove nami kabaye svirale. Rove holds like Abaye, that you're 100% right. The Edom apostle from Nissen, if you believe the second cat, whatever the Edom apostle from Nissen. The Omar le Mafreyo unifso. Vahoka haino time of the Rove. What's the time of Rove? So why did Rove say the whole Edis, that they were made from Nissen till Eo, is kosher Edis? If Abaye is right, they became Rishayim Nissen. So why is the Edis from Nissen to Eo kosher? Mishum Pseida de Lakuchis. He says there's a new problem over here. We have to understand that if when they said Edis Nissen, no one knew their Edish Kodim. No one knew the Edish Kodim. But now we find out that here the Edish Kodim, but no one knew this. So the whole economy can go down the drain with such a Maisa. Because the Edim Sulim, everyone was using them for Edim, they sold kakois and thus and thus and thus. And then all of a sudden we find out 10 years later the Edim Sulim, boom! So the whole economy goes, all the shtaras are possible, everything is possible. We used them for Edim, and no one knew that they were possible Edim. We didn't know, we had no way of knowing. So Rav said, we have to make a takone. This is something that, this could be a catastrophe. That you have Edim which really were possible, and no one knew about it, and no one could know about it. So in order to save the economy, we have to say that even though Mikad and the apostle, all Edis is kosher. Bishum Seyda de Lekuchis, of Seyda de Lekuchis, we made our takona, till we find out that Edis is kosher. Mai Benayu. So the Gemara asks, so we have here two Lomdesen in Rave, why the apostle Mikan Lelavi, either because Einlach Boy Elach Hidushai, or Seyda de Lekuchis. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you a nafkamina. Dasidu bei trei lechad or trei lechad. That when they were mazim them, two Edim came on each Eid Echad. That means two Edim came in the you had two Edim. Reuven and Shimon said that Levi Gonav Reshchedesh Nissan. Reuven and Shimon came. Now, Yehud and Yisachar come over to Reuven and say, Reuven, you say, Levi, Gonav, you were with us in Florida. So, Mamela, so, talking to one eight, to Reuven, not two against one, that's, so Zichar believe, Yehud and Yisachar. Zvul and Naphtali come over to Shimon and say, you said, you were with us in California. So, Mamela, so I have three against each eight. So here there's no Chiddush, that's Poshit. If you have two Edim are being made against one, so that's Tichah, the two Edim are an Emma. So in such a case, then Rav will be made Lama Freyu Nifsal, according to the first Lashon. According to the second Lashon, this Pseidah the Lekuchas, I mean, we can't, I'm some of them made it. Inami de Poslinu Bagaz Lanusa, or another case, that two Kitas came, and they weren't mazim the first cat. The second cat came, wasn't mazim the first cat. It said, you guys learn it. So the Mele, then the Zichah Balei Dvorim, and we leave the second cat. We say the Gazlonim. So Zichah believe the second cat. Lach, lishna damrit mishum chiddish, leka. So here there's no chiddish. So then, according to Hove, Haselim Afrayu Nifsa. Lach, lishna damrit mishum seyde de lakuchis, there's also a seyde de lakuchis. Omar, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Midas. So, Bekitza, we have our Machlekes, Abaye, the Rove. When do the Edim, Zaymimim, become Posel Edis? From Shas, from Mishas they were Meir, or Mishas they were Huzim? Omar, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Midifti, Ovid, Rapapai, Uvde, Kebosei, the Rove. And you say, Mikan Olabo, Nifsu, Ravashi, Omar, Hilchese, Kebosei, the Abaye, Hilchese, Kebosei, the Abaye, Bial, Kegam, these are from one of the six machlokes in Ayin is going on Edim Zaymimim that we paskin like Abaye. Let us just see Rashi. Al Toshes Yotrim Rosho, Pseidah de Lekuchas, Shechtimu, Al Shtar Mechirim Beintayim, מי ביניים בין הני תרתי לשנה דרובה, פרי לחת, אימונו הייסם, את רי חינם לחת, ולקה חידושו. או בגזלונוסו, שלו היזימום, אלא הידו שניים על אלו שהם גזלונים. ואוכל לקלמי מסמויך הני, ומיל סחית, this is not, this is a זייטה גזל, we say you're גזלונים, ובקום בעלי דבורם. יאל כגם, סימון הישמו עשיין, וזו אחס מהם, אית זיימן. Let us see Taisvitz. Rabba Oma Mikan Ulahaba Unifsal. Rabba Hoz Mikan Ulahaba Unifsal. Taima, the Bereish Cheska Sabatim, Oma Ze Oima Shalavoisai, Bochalti Shnei Chazoke. That means as follows. There was a Karke, there was a dispute who this Karke belongs to. So Reuven says, first of all, this karka belonged to my father. That's number one. Fine. Number two, I was here after my father died. I was living here 3 years. No one said a word to me. And now this Belos coming over to him and says, you're sitting in my karka. I'm sure that this karka belonged to my father. And my father bought it off. Belonged to Belos 10 years ago. That's right, but that's past history. My father bought it from you, number one. I was sitting here, number two, I was sitting here 3 years, he never came over to me. So it's my karka. I have a chazok. And the other one says, he also says the same thing. What he's talking about belonged to my father, and Bekitza, it's mine because it belonged to my father, and as I was here 3 years, I got some ice. Hi, I see Sadi da'avosihi va'ochlo shnei chazokim. So now, one person brought Edim, it belonged to his father, he was there 3 years, so according to these Edim, it belonged to his father, they know the father brought it off from Bethel, and he was there 3 years, according to the first God Edim, it belongs to Reuven. V'hai aisi sadi da'och lo shnei chazoke. And the second one brings Edim, he was, the last 3 years he was here. Not the other one was there, he was here 3 years. So, Mamela, I have here a dispute between two Kites Eidim, who were sitting in the Karka the last 3 years. Kat Aleph says Reuven was sitting in the Karka. Kat Bey says Shimon was sitting in the Karka. So, I don't know. So, between this, I don't know who was sitting in the Karka. But, the first Kat said something else. They said, but we know that Reuven's father bought it. We were there when Reuven's father bought it. So, forget about the Chazoke, but we know it's Reuven's father bought it, and Reuven Yashin did. Omar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Uki achilosa bahavi achilosa. That means, who was there? I don't know. Tukita says that Reuven ate there 3 years. Tukita said Shimon ate there 3 years. So, okay, so that, I don't know who's telling the truth. Abam uki are becheskes avose. But al kaponim, I hear from one cat Aiden that it belonged to Reuven's father, that no one was makrish them. So memela, so it goes to Reuven. Forget about who was there 3 years, but as long as I can be mevarer this nekuda, that Reuven's, one belongs to Reuven's father, so it belongs to Reuven. Kartik and Isaac. Omar lei Rove ve'edis mokreshesi. Rove said, how could you rely on the first cat who said that it belonged to Reuven's father? They also said he was there 3 years. And they were hukrash. So how can you believe that? So, l'cheire, we can learn two pshotim in what Rove is saying. Either Rove is saying over here, it was one Haggadah, they said it belonged to his father, and he was sitting here 3 years, and we were makrish them on the Eidus. So, it could be on the Eidus. I mean, that what he said 3 years could be he's saying a lie. So, the klal, Eidus, a bottle of mikzos, a bottle of kulo. That means, I don't know who's telling the truth. He said, well, the Eidus Avis and no one was makrishta, but it was one Eidus. Shalavoisa v'ochlo shnei chazokim. So there's a tat that he's mukrish. So if he's mukrish, on this he's mukrish, and this he said a lie. And this I don't believe is Eidus, but let's believe the first. He says, no. If it's Eidus makoshis, we'll say Eidus shabot lo mitzos, shabot lo kulot. So he can't use anything. Fine. Taktais viz, v'hashta amai ave mukreshis. Rava islay hocha mikano lahabo nifso. Rava holds mikano lahabo nifso. So Rava says
ואיס לון למיימה לדידי רוב ולשיטוסוי אכילה דיסקחש יסקחש ועבוסה דלא יסקחש לא יסקחש מי דידהבי השניים מעידם אויסוי שגונב וטובח והוזמו עצמיכה לרוב הדומה מכאן ולהבו הוא נפסל אבל גב דתוך כדי דיבו כדיבו דומי עצמון בגיידס aber kimen de mehi shate de kamitze mehu de tosli at vige de kamitzem itzem agneve de loy itzem loy itzem ke de muchach le kamo yeah so taisves says I have a gemara further the gemara further says love it Rava said, Rava was mekana lahabel nifsal, so Rava said, if Adam came and said, Bona v'tovach, and you imagine them, you imagine them on the tzviche, this cat, are they mechuyif to pay kefil, yes or no? The God are mechuyif to pay kefil. So Abaye says, yeah, since they became posel, bishas, lafayu nifsal, when they said Adam's on the tzviche, so we were mazim them, Some in Mele, they became posel b'shas tzvicha. So the Eidus Knev is also posel. Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula. That means that they said Eidus Knev and tzvicha, and the Eidus tzvicha is posel Eidus. We believe the second cut. So the Ganav doesn't have to pay kef. Rava says, when they said v'kana l'haba u'nifsa. So that means when they said Eidus, they said Eidus Gonav could be Gonav is right. They said Eidus Tovach. Could be Tavach is right. So Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah. I believe them Talia. So Mamela, there's no bit Leivis. I believe them Gonav and Tavach. Now the Torah says that on Tavach he can't believe them from here. Fine. So it's on Tavach. Rava says over there on Tavach Talia. I could be that they were telling the truth on Tavach also. For me, I can't believe them on Tavach. But Al Kaponim, the Eidus Gneve, is, since it's Mikana Laba Nifsal, there's no concept of Eidus Shabbat La Mikzah Shabbat La Kula, because Eidus was not Bottle B'Shaitai. Fine. So Mimele, so Taisus has a problem. Rove said, if Eidim were made Gonat and Tovach, and there were Huzim and the Tviche, the Eidus Gneve is good. That's a Rove in Babakame. Rabbi and Baba Basra said, if Eidus said, Shalavoisa ba'ochlo shnei chazoke, and he was hukrish, and shnei chazoke, the Eidus Avasai is no good. That is Taisa's problem. Well, how do these two Rabbis, how do they agree one with the other? So Taisa is, ulahai taime, the meporish, mishum chidish, neiche. If you learn the time is al chidish, is very good. Now, let us explain what Taisa said. Taisa said something which is problematic. So Taisa said like this. So Taisa says, well, he says, if you learn the Tamiz al Chiddush, so that's why he say the Eidus Tzvicha becomes posel and eel. So my Hazome, it's a Chiddush. Well, why should believe the second card? It's a Chiddush. So from this until here, I believe Tovach. From here, I now believe Loi Tovach. No, he said it was Loi Tovach. But, to say Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kul is not applicable, because when he said the Eidus of Gonav V'Tovach, the Eidus of Tovach was also acceptable. So it's not Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah. That's in the Gemara in Baba Kama. Because it's a Chiddush. So the Psul HaGodah of Tovach starts first here, so there's nothing of Eidus Shabbat. But the Gemara in Baba Basra is not talking about a Chiddush. The Gemara in Baba Basra is talking about that they said, Shal Avoisov, and the other cat said, no, Shimonet Shnei Chazoke. Now, that's what I don't accept the Shnei Chazoke of Eidus Mokreshes, not about they don't accept, but Misofik I can accept it. Now, what I don't accept is Eidus, this is no Chiddush. Sure, I don't know. Reuven said, the first cat says the Reuven is Ochlo Shnei Chazoke, the second cat says that Shimon is like Ochlo Shnei Chazoke, Shimon was Ochlo Shnei Chazoke. Now, so when I hear this, the Eidus is, I don't know if Reuven, I mean, I can't accept the Eidus that Reuven ate Shnei Chazoke because the second cat says Shimon ate Shnei Chazoke. I can't accept Eidus, the second cat because the first cat says Reuven. So Eidus Mukresh, that it's Mukresh, is as far as. So see, mit der Zerfahre, so dann heißt er sicher, wenn man freie, ich meine, das ist nicht nach Hiddisch, that means so, like I have to club, maybe it's the Eidus is not acceptable. So since it's a small, so you say, Eidus, a bottle, mitos, a bottle, kula. This is what Toysvah says. But Toysvah is a pella, and Bnei Yeshua and Rabbi Chonan asks, Toysvah just said that, Alt mitzat akhoshe shaboy, there you'll say, Eidus, a bottle, mitos, a bottle, kula. In fact, Rabbi Chonan, so let's go in the Gemara and Babakame. If he said, Gona v'tobach, and there were mazimim on the tobach, so Rabbi said that, but Eidus Gneiv is good. There's no the Eidus Shabbatla. Frek Rabbi Chonan, but it's like Akhoshe also. Every Azamad is Akhoshe. And if Taisvis understood that by Akhoshe, we say Eidus Shabbatla mitzos Shabbatla kula, so how do you understand Rabbi Babikana? Rabbi said, Gona v'tobach. Don't have a tovach, so the Eidus Gneiv is good, because there's no din Eidus Shabbatla. And the Tzviche, because Mikana Laabu Nimsel, so the Eidus Tzviche Mikana Laabu is Vagai Posel. But Mishas HaGodoso is a big Posel, because the Zicha HaKosh over here, the Zicha could be the same Eidus Sheker. So Memele, so if Tzviche understood by HaKosh, that you do say Eidus Shabbatla, so Shver the Gemara and Bobekame, over here, you should also say Eidus Shabbatla. This is a problem. About Kapanim, let's just try to finish the thesis. Sometimes Avraham Mishim say that the Lekuch is kosher, but if you learn the reason that it's kosher is because say that the Lekuch is, they needed to knock at Lekuch is vatkin. The Midalaikam ha'ikim b'naikol Eidus she'ainu le'inyin Lekuch is. So that means he's kosher Eidus. If you say he's kosher Eidus, and he only comes posel Eidus, mikano lahabo. So how could Ravis, so by Eidus Mekeshes, he also should reckon with Seder de Lekuchis, and he should only be posel mikano lahabo. Yeshloima de lamai de machale kotam ve noise Eidus leidus acheres nichet. The kivin de hulseku mishakrim aloisa kalke sula mehem de yalo. אבל הוכה אף על פי שהולסקו משקם על התפיכה והולסקו משקם על הגנבד לחושב להיקאויס הידס. So Taisvis wants to say as follows. Taisvis wants to say that the svara of Rove, why Rove holds that you can't accept the Eidus on the Shalavoiso is as follows. Even though we will say, al Pseida de Lekuchais, I first acknowledge the psul from Eel, or whenever I acknowledge the psul, but if I acknowledge the psul, that maybe he wanted to say a sheker on this karka, that means the first karka is saying that Reuven ate shalosh shanim this by this karka. The second karka comes later and says, no, Shimon ate shalosh shanim on this karka. So if I acknowledge that there's a chash that maybe the first kat are shakronim, so if they're shakronim, so I see they wanted to make this karka belong to Reuven by saying he ate there 3 years, and I'm choshed, maybe they said a sheker. So if they're choshed to say one sheker, that he ate there 3 years and maybe didn't eat there 3 years, so the second thing what they said, that it belonged to their father, to his father, we will also not accept. Because if I am choshed that these Eidim were meshaker to make it Reuven's karka, so whatever they say, all the proof they say that's Reuven's karka is worthless. Because I see the choshed to be meshaker to make it Reuven's karka. So whatever they're saying is not acceptable. That is in the case of the Gemara Baba Basra. Because their Eidis was a one-purpose Eidis. They want to say Eidis, it belongs to Reuven. So Mamela, whatever they're saying that it belongs to Reuven, we will not accept. So if the Choshut, that what they said, that it was Reuven ate there 3 years, the Choshut also, that to what they said, it belonged to Reuven's father. But when the case of Agamor, they said, Gona v'tobach, so there are two distinct idiots. One Eidus was Gona. The second Eidus was Tobach. So Mamela, so, since Mikano Lahabo Nifso, Afilu will say we found out that they wanted to say Sheker to be Mechayev Gimel at Tovach, I have no right to say they wanted to say that they said Sheker on Kefil. These are two different idiots. So me meila, I had no mocking to be choyshe dem al tshakon. And as the din of Eidu Shabbat, mitos, Shabbat, Lekula is not applicable because mikano lahabo nifso.